mustard with cream, I top them with butter. Pour an undercut, it's closer than the base. Live on now, you don't wanna wait. Doing interviews, players in the crew. Coverage for you, better than the news. And it worked too, cause I'm all in it. First name Terrence, last name Bennett. And it's not a gimmick, it's just me being me. That's that T-E-N-T. It's just me being me. That's that T-E-N-T. Yeah. T-E-N-T.
Good Monday morning to you all again. I'm glad you all tuned in again for episode number 5 of TNT Sports Podcast with myself, Terrence Bennett. I'm glad each and every one of y'all tuned in today. I appreciate it. I have a great show lined up for y'all today. Like I said, y'all all knew from the last previous episode or the second episode, I believe, that I was anti-ball, anti-LeVar Ball. You know, I was against everything, you know, but I sat down and did a lot of reading and, you know, listen to what he's saying and listen to what other people say, trying to get an understanding of why he does that. And I did. So that's one of the subjects I want to touch on today is LeVar Ball and his big baller brand and his sons, you know, Lonzo Ball, LaMelo Ball, and Jello. So I'm definitely going to touch down on that. So I'm going to give you a rundown on what I got lined up for each and every one of y'all today on the show, on the podcast. Definitely, like I said, I'm reporting from New Orleans, Louisiana. That's where we at. That's where I'm at. Sorry. I'm going to talk about the Saints, New Orleans Saints, who that nation, you know. I'm definitely going to touch down on that, you know what I'm saying. And I got a new segment that I'm going to put on the show called Terrence Quick Facts. So I'm just going to give you a rundown of some different facts that's going on in the NBA and the NFL, or just random news. So I'm definitely going to let y'all know those. It's probably like eight or nine, maybe 10. Should be around that ballpark figure. And last but not least, some difficult touchdown on the playoffs, the Eastern Conference playoffs with LeBron and the Cavs going against Isaiah Thomas and the Boston Celtics, you know, which is outstanding. The way the comparison is going with them and the monsters from Space Jam. But, so let's go ahead and get into it. Now, like I said a while ago, that I was anti-LeVar Ball. You know, I said the negative stuff. I didn't like him. I felt that he talked too much. I felt like he put more pressure on it, on his kids, which he probably still is. But, you know, I sat down and watched all his interviews, each and every one of them with on Undisputed, you know, all the ones he did on ESPN, Fox Sports 1, just random stuff. And I listened to a couple guys like Charlamagne Tha God, Ray Lewis, Shannon Sharpe, of course, because he was anti-ball, anti-LeVar Ball as well. A couple more people, the game and the perspectives of what he doing made sense now. You know, he's a marketing genius if you pay attention to it. He just want the best for his sons, which is nothing wrong with that. You can't do nothing but applaud him for that. We need more dads like that. He's just confident in his kids. He know how he raised them. That's my input on that. So people may still feel some type of way about that, but if you sit down and really look at what he's trying to do on a business mindset and as a father, we need more fathers like that to motivate and push their kids, because, you know, they got a profound respect for him if you pay attention to it. So just like I said, we're on the outside looking in, so y'all really don't know what's going on. So he has his reasons. So I mean, and I'll get into that later, but now we all know and see how confident and proud he is of his sons, you know, LaMelo, Alonzo, of course, and Jello. I think Jello going to UCLA next year behind his brother Lonzo. And you all know that if you watch Skip and Shannon Undisputed the other day, you know, he called it when the Lakers got the lottery pick for number 2. He called it, you know, he said, "You speak it into existence." So he's saying his son go be a Laker. His son's homegrown. He going to be a Cali. He going to stay in Cali. So he called him, man, and he said his son going number 2 to the Lakers. The Lakers get the second round draft pick. So he's saying he don't want to try for nobody else but the Lakers. But like I said, that's kind of a good mindset. You know, if you speaking into existence, you claim it. I mean, you push it. You talk about it long enough, it's going to pretty much happen. So it'll be outstanding to see that happen where the Lakers pick him up. I mean, Lakers need help right now anyway. So I think Alonzo Ball would be a good fit for them. So, I mean, it line up. It line up. But like I said, it just something he believed in. I guess he wanted the world to know what his son capable of, you know. So I did a lot of reading his stuff and watching his interviews and seeing what his motives are. I mean, it makes sense, you know. His sons, they pretty much quiet and just let their work speak for itself. So he's the talker, but you know, I don't really see nothing wrong with it now after I've seen what I've seen. So like I said, you know, Alonzo played for the UCLA. Played for UCLA and went to the Final Four. And he's a hopeful high draft pick. Like I said, within the first two, hopeful. But, I mean, he should go. Now, like I said before, I wasn't a big fan of LeVar. I was anti-LeVar Ball. But I watched all his interviews and listened to a lot of people. And got their takes on it, and it makes sense. He's just trying to instill in his son that he can be, or they can be, the greatest players to ever touch the game of basketball. You know, he wants them to surpass Michael Jordan. He giving them a 7-year frame to be great. You know, nothing wrong with that. I can't tell nobody how to raise any kids. I don't have any kids, but I mean, I see it as a positive. You know, I really don't see nothing wrong with it. And but even though he writing checks that his sons has the cash, I believe they'll fulfill it. You know, he's just a confident dude. But yeah, Alonzo got some major checks to cash. So of course, you know, your LeBrons, your Currys, your Kyries, and Hardens, Westbrooks, all them type of guys, Durants, they go to him. You know, they go and give him a run for his money. They go try to do what they can to destroy him, I'm sure, because of what his dad doing. So like I said, he got to cash the checks that his dad has wrote in the NBA. But like I said, the man, I don't think he mean any harm, but I just think he confident in his son. And even with the shoes, you know, he a marketing genius. You know, I was against it. You know what I'm saying? $4.95 for a pair of shoes, like, negative. You know, I'm not paying that. You know, man, what really made me start paying attention, because Shannon Sharp was anti-LeVar Ball. And he just, everything I pretty much said, that was the same thing Shannon Sharp said. He was like, I'm going to buy me a pep to support our own. You know, we support Nike. We support all the other ones. Even though the rap of the game said the same exact thing. But yeah, $4.95 for some shoes, but $2.20 for the slippers. It's kind of a lot, but it caught everybody's attention. So that's a good marketing tool. He used the marketing tool to put his son's name, because like I said, he tried to reach out to Nike and Adidas and all those companies. He just wanted to having them input on the shoes and the designing and stuff like that. So they wouldn't let him. So he just went out with his own brand, the Big Baller brand. Yeah. So I mean, he's doing numbers. He's doing numbers with the Big Baller brand. And like Shannon Sharp said from Undisputed, Fox Sports 1. The reason he came up for $4.95, he's like, if I come up with a shoe for $100 or $125, nobody's going to talk about it. The price caught people's attention. Like I just said, it caught people's attention, and it's working. Like I said, he's a marketing genius. You know, I wish he could market some of my stuff, because it's working. You know, like I said, overnight, he sold, 500 pounds, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. He made a cold million, something like that, but he doing well with them shoes. And he even got the prototypes for $9.95, I believe, with the casing, with the light LCD lights and stuff like that, for $9.95. He said that's memorabilia. But like I said, but he got everybody's attention. Like I said, Ocho Cinco bought a pair, Michael Bennett bought a pair, Snoop Dogg bought a pair, I think Charlamagne Tha God got a pair. And I was on the rapper, The Game, his Instagram. You know, he put, I'm going to read what he wrote down about the Zoe situation, the LeVar Ball situation. He said he supports LeVar and Lonzo Ball. You know, I just bought my son and a few of his friends a pair of ZO2s just on the pure fact that I spent over $1 million, probably more, on Nikes and Jordans and other big name sneakers brands in my lifetime. So why not support a family brand and a rising star? Shoes, funny how people will go and buy Gucci flip-flops for $300 and $400 with no complaints, but They complain when a kid and his family is making a name for themselves and trying to grow their own brand. He said, but that's all I will read. You know, that's all I read for right now. You know, it kept going on and on, you know, the parental advisory, you know, he was going in with the cuss words and stuff like that, so I can touch down on it. But even like I said, Snoop Dogg and Charlamagne pretty much said the same type thing. And like I said, Charlamagne brought up a valid point of African American fathers. You know, LeVar Ball said that he can beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1, and Shannon Sharp said, "Man, you can't beat me 1-on-1. I ain't touched the ball in 25 years." But Charlamagne the guy brought up a valid point on the video. He said, "If you had an African American dad in your life, he can beat anybody. He would tell you that he can beat Michael Jordan 1-on-1 and all that stuff. Because you don't want to tell your kid that you will lose to anybody. You want them to have the impression that you'll win no matter what." Which made valid sense. So with Charlamagne the guy said that made logical sense. If you had an African American father or any father in general, you pretty much know that they think like that. You know, whenever I do have children, I want to tell them that anybody could beat me. Let's be real. I want them to think I'm the best person ever. But I mean, like I said, I'm not anti LeVar Ball no more. Man, I respect him on what he's trying to do, and I think people gonna be amazed. What Alonzo gonna do in NBA. He's gonna go in there and see what we got. And if he go to the Lakers, that'll be another milestone that he set. And LeVar Ball was right again. You know, LeVar said, "I was right about the lottery pick." So, like I said, only time will tell. We'll see what happened after the draft. See where he landed. I'm gonna keep up with him and keep y'all posted, man. But like I said, he's a marketing genius, and it's working for him. So kudos to them. Shout out to Big Baller Brand, and I wish nothing but success. But moving on, we'll go ahead and get into Who That Nation, the Saints. You know, I got a touchdown on that real quick. You know, now we all remember when the Saints won the Super Bowl in 2009-2010 season, which was dedicated to the city of New Orleans, you know, Hurricane Katrina. Now the Saints got a lot going on with, and, you know, he got nice draft picks, free agent pickups. You know, Adrian Peterson, of course, mini camps. You know, Ricky mini camp they just had. You know, do y'all believe in that history repeat itself? Well, does Sean Payton have something under his sleeve? I think so. Can this be the year of the revival? You know, the revival of the city. I mean, of this team. Well, it's being said that Sean Payton is making a effort to balance his offensive attack this offseason. The backfield in 2009 consisted Pierre Thomas, Reggie Bush, and of course Drew Brees under the center. And an in-depth look at the championship season revealed that Coach Payton led the most balanced offensive unit of his tenure in New Orleans by running the ball on 45% of the snaps and passing 55% of the time. So when you look at the way Coach Payton's 2017 offense has been built, the offseason is clear. The blueprint is very similar to the 09 unit. And the offense is going to have a couple first ballot Hall of Famers, you know, which is Drew Brees and Adrian Peterson, and Ingram, a ground game that is ranked 16th in the league. And let's not forget the running back from Tennessee, Alvin Kamara, is going to be a part of the ground game as well. Now let's go into 2009 stats, team stats and rankings. You know, Saints was in passing in 2009, and completions was 378. Completions were 378. The attempts was 544. You know, 4,355 yards. 34 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, first downs. Had 215 first downs. In 2009 rushing for the Saints, the attempts was 468. The yards they had gained was 2,106 rushing yards and 21 touchdowns and 4.5 yards average per carry. So, I mean, I think what they're trying to say is that it's going to be a strong comparison. They think this is the year, basically. They think this is the year that the Saints could possibly get back to the Super Bowl like they were in 2009, because they're saying it's a similar situation as far as the offensive unit. You know, and offense win games as well as defense win games. The whole offensive defensive thing. And like I said, the Saints defense looked great. You know, and you know, we just picked, like I said, we just picked up Justin Thomas from Georgia Tech, former quarterback for Georgia Tech, Prattville native. So, big shout out to Alabama, but he's not playing quarterback in the NFL. He's not playing quarterback in the NFL, and he signed as a DB, defensive back. So he made the team, I think, and they got a good defensive coach. So I mean, he gonna be okay. You know, he still got some learning to do with that position because he never played it, especially on this level. So we'll see what he can bring to the defense. But I think our defense gonna be good this year. Like I said, we got vets on the Nick Freddy in his second year with the Saints. He just signed another contract with the Saints. You know, he came from St. Louis. Cam Jordan, of course, Kenny Vaccaro. Now we got Marshawn Lattimore. So defense, we gonna be pretty good. And I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. Who that nation? Let's do it. But moving on, like I said, the new segment I got is Terrence Quick Facts. So basically, I'm not gonna get into any of this. It's just me reading different facts going on in the world of sports. You know, the NFL, NBA, just random stuff. You know, so, but now I'm started off, now it's saying that the Seahawks have an interest in getting Colin Kaepernick, on the team. So as a backup quarterback, just got that info in the other day, I think. So that would be nice. And also Drew Brees said he wouldn't mind if Colin came to New Orleans. If the front office feel that we need him, he wouldn't mind at all, which would be a happy thing for me. You know, I think I posted on my Snapchat, my Instagram, and my Facebook, and my Twitter account what Colin Kaepernick is capable of doing as far as a player at the QB position. Like I said, he still got the potential to be a good quarterback. I wouldn't be mad having him behind Drew. I wouldn't. I'd be glad with that one. I would hope that would happen, you know. But like I said, only time would tell. So that's a fact for y'all. And like I said, Saints signed Justin Thomas from Georgia Tech. He was a quarterback for Georgia Tech as a defensive back. You know, he went to the Saints rookie minicamp and tried out and got the position. Won the position. They signed him. So congrats to Justin Thomas, Prattville native, man. I think my older brother got a chance to coach him in Prattville, so definitely kudos to them. And real quick shout out, let me start with the quick facts. I want to give my brother a shout out, my older brother. You know, he was at Michigan, and kudos to him. You know, he just got the head coaching job at Lochapoca High School in Lochapoca, Alabama. So we're going to see what they're doing. They're a 1A school. So I just want to give him a real quick shout out right then. And shout out to my other brother. He had a game the other day. I think it was Saturday. For the Huntsville Rockets. They played the Memphis Blast. I think that's their name. So they doing their thing as well. So kudos to my big brother. I want to make sure I gave him a shout out on here. But we'll get back to the quick facts. You know, now former NFL cornerback Antonio Cromartie's wife Terica revealed that she's pregnant with his 14th child. 14 kiddos. He got 14 kids. Yikes. That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of kids. He got a squad. And like I said, like I told y'all before, that's crazy. No comment. But also TMZ reports that Tom Brady is designing his own $300,000 Aston Martin. There's going to only be 12 of them being made. So teach his own. Next subject. Former LSU running back Leonard Fournette signs a fully guaranteed rookie contract with the Jaguars. Big shout out to Leonard Fournette. I think he's going to do big things in the league at the running back position. And Tulane linebacker and grandson of reggae legend Bob Marley, Nico Marley, inks a deal with the Washington Redskins. He played at Tulane. He a linebacker with Tulane in New Orleans, and he just inked the deal with Washington Redskins. So congrats to him. I didn't even know Bob Marley's grandson played for Tulane. I just found that out. My bad. And also, the NFL owners are voting whether to change the overtime duration to 10 minutes instead of 15 minutes. I think that's going to cause a lot of tie games. I'm not sure how it's going to work. I think if it's not broke, don't fix it. Leave it how it is. But like I said, if they make that change, we'll see what happens. Don't know at all. And also the New Orleans Pelicans, Anthony Davis is named NBA All-Star first team alongside Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. So congrats to Anthony Davis, AD. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing him again, him and Boogie Cousins handling business with New Orleans Pelicans next year. You know, at the end of the season, they start to click and start winning games and looking good, looking like a team with them two coming together. So when they first got together, it was a kind of, yeah, you know, did we make a mistake? But at the end, it came close. So I know they probably working out together again, right? So next season, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with New Orleans Pelicans. Very excited to see what's going to happen with New Orleans Pelicans. Can't wait. So definitely congrats to Anthony Davis again. And like I said, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said some positive words about Anthony Davis as well. He said he liked the kid in New Orleans. He liked him. So, I mean, that's big to come from a legend like that. Abdul, whatever. But, yeah, big shout out to Anthony Davis. And let's get into LeBron James, them, the Cavs, and the Eastern Conference finals. It's not looking good for the Celtics. Not at all. I mean, LeBron James and the Cavs, game one against the Celtics in the Eastern Conference final, they got the 117-104 victory, in which they led the series at 1-0. Then LeBron had 38 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists, which is crazy. LeBron's a man child. He's a man child. He's one of the best that ever did. The comparisons is crazy. He's surpassing a lot of people. People say he can do it. So, man, LeBron, keep doing your thing. Game two of the finals, LeBron James had, you know, he had 33 minutes, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, and 30 points. You know, and then Kevin Love came in, played 27 minutes, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, and 21 points. And Tristan Thomas, he played 25 minutes, had 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 7 points. Kyrie Irving had played 30 minutes, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 23 points. J.R. Smith played 26 minutes, had 7 rebounds, 0 assists, and 9 points. And Richard Jefferson played 19 minutes, had 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 10 points. And the Cavs won that one, game 2. 130-86, which gave him the 2-0. So game three was last night. So I feel like it'll be a sweep going on. It's gonna be a sweep, and they also announced that Isaiah Thomas is out for the playoffs. He out kaput. So I think it's gonna be a sweep. I think LeBron and Cass said it's a wrap. It's over. You know, these boys playing. And like I said, let me give credit to Golden State as well. Golden State handling business, you know, they never disappoint as well. And like I kind of knew that was gonna happen when they got Kevin Durant. You know, they was already tough, and they just added more fuel to the fire, so they made the fire bigger. So Kevin Durant doing his thing, and they play good ball. You know, they have good ball rotation, and it's just gonna be. It's crazy how it's working. You know, and LeBron James playing. LeBron James always play well. Always play well. It's like he even playing better now. He a man child. Serious and focused. And he got my respect. I'm a LeBron James fan. You know. So when they come play the New Orleans Pelicans, you know, I'm gonna be rooting for. I root for LeBron, even though I'm a Pelican fan. But you know, I root for LeBron. I'm a LeBron fan. Been one for a while. You know. So. Big shout out to LeBron and the Cavs, man. They getting it done. Coach Tyronn Lue. And I had one of the guys asked me a question, text me last night, asked me a question. Big shout out to Papa Smurf. His name Papa Smurf. Big shout out to him. He asked me, is Tyronn Lue playing a big part with the wins? In my honest opinion, I think Tyronn Lue is doing a good job as a coach stepping in. doing what he's doing. But my honest opinion is, I think LeBron James like a Peyton Manning. I think LeBron James coaching them boys up. You know, I think LeBron James is a player slash coach. I think he does it all. I think Tyronn Lue just really sit back and chill, and I think LeBron James do the coaching as well as the playing. You know, I think he the apple of the eye. I think he do everything. You know, because he got stock with the KL, so he really technically part owner, if you think about it. Part owner, coach, and player. So he does all of it. You know, they didn't get LeBron James back just to get him back. He had some agreements going on before he can come back to the Cavs, so some stock. But that's my opinion. You know, I think that LeBron does it all. But like I said, I'm gonna give credit to Tyronn Lue. Well, I think he's doing an awesome job as a coach. You know, he's doing what he can. Not taking that away from him, but I think LeBron James doing a little bit of the coaching as well, coaching and as well as playing. But like I said, congrats to LeBron, gentlemen. You know, and I think Isaiah Thomas was he a big factor for the Celtics. So, I mean, with him being out, it's not going to look good at all. But, like I said, we'll see what happened. But, my honest opinion, I feel a sweep coming on. And then LeBron James doing numbers. So, they going to keep it up. And we're going to see what happened when they get to the finals. Like I said, prior to that, Peyton Manning did the same thing. Well, he's pretty much coaching and running the play, running the clock. So I say LeBron James is doing the Peyton Manning in the NBA. So, yeah. So, and now I got something that just came to me. I just found that Mark Cuban, you know, he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And do y'all, I know you all know Seth Curry. That's Stephen Curry brother. He played for the Dallas Mavs. He's a guard. And you know, Mark Cuban wants him to want Seth Curry to be a Maverick forever. You know, he bounced around a couple different teams. I think he played for Sacramento, went to Sacramento, New Orleans, and somewhere else. But Seth Curry this season, you know, he's a former Duke Blue Devil. He has flourished, and he is averaging like 12.7 points per game. But you know, in the last 22 games, and if the five games since the All-Star break, the shooting guard, you know, he was averaging 23.6 points per contest. So, I mean, he's a good attribute to the Dallas Mavericks. And you know, I watched a couple of his games, and he's doing his thing. You know, he's not Steph. He's not his brother. He's not Steph Curry, but he's doing pretty good. You know, he got the potential to be up there with his brother. I believe he's older than Steph, but, you know, like I said, Steph Curry played for Davidson. He played for Duke. But, Mark Cuban he's happy with him. You know, he's pretty much content with him and feel like he can make him an all-star. So, that was just another real quick fact that I had just got on Seth. So we'll see what he gonna do next season. I think next season will be his better season with the Mavericks at the guard position. So only time will tell with that, and we'll see what happened with Seth and Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban. And like I told y'all before, Mark Cuban always get what he want. So if he said 10 times, well, I'll say 9 out of 10 of the chances he gonna get it. So Seth go probably be there. He'll probably be a Maverick for good, a Dallas Maverick for good. So. Like I said, kudos to Self, man. That's a big accomplishment. You make Mark Cuban happy. Everybody happy on that staff. So, big shout out to him. Now, I want to see him do big things as well. I want him to surpass his brother and do all that good stuff, man. I always want to see people do well. So, definitely big shout out to Self Curry as well. And so, like I said, this is an interesting season in the NBA. With the LeBron James and stuff, and you know the Spurs, with all this stuff happening, and like I said, it's the upcoming NFL season that's gonna be crazy as well. I'm ecstatic about that. Can't wait. Preseason coming up soon. A lot of the mini camps are winding down. So, I mean, just an interesting year in sports. It seemed like at least upcoming as well. So, like I said, it's just a lot of stuff that's just transpired with all that's going on. So, it's interesting. You know, we got the NBA draft coming up. You got NFL preseason, and You know, then the NBA gonna start back bouncing back, getting ready to come back for the preseason games as well, and then the season. So it's just a lot for to come on. That we got a lot to look forward to. But anyway, we at the end of the show. I want to thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in episode 5. You know, next episode will be episode 6, and y'all steady rocking with me. I love it. You know, I love it, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all again. And like I said, please check out my social media page, my Facebook page, TNT Sports, my Twitter page at T_ENT Sports, and my Instagram is T_ENT_Sports. You know, Mr. T_ENT_Sports. You know, check that out. I post some decent stuff. Pretty much the stuff I post be random, but I pretty much talk about it. And like I said, feel free to hit me up on either one of them if you got any questions. You want me to answer on the podcast? Like I said, write me. If you got my number, text me. Just leave your name, your name, where you from, and the question, and I would gladly put it out there. You know, I'm getting a few questions, but not like that. So like I said, please reach out to me and let me know if you got any questions, because I will do my best to put them out there and let the world know what y'all are saying to me. So, but that's it for today, and I appreciate each and every one of y'all tuning in again. Like I said, I can't thank y'all enough. Thank y'all for supporting this movement. And y'all have a good Monday morning, and have a blessed day. Thank y'all.